with direct reports. Now, don't shoot me because I gave you another weekly meeting. I know you don't need that, all right? But we're only going to do it for 4 weeks, and it's a very short week. The pre-scheduled, uninterruptible 20-minute meeting with each of your direct reports. At the appointed hour, I go to Doug's office. Not my office. I go to his office. Close the door behind him. Say, Doug, how's it going? And what I want Doug to talk about is anything but business. See, we talk business all the time. I want him to talk about his golf game, his family, his kids, his roses.
Roses?
Yeah, Doug does roses. How would I know that if I don't talk to the guy? People who share about the things that they're interested in and their passions and so forth, it brings you a lot closer together. I'm not saying become close personal friends. That's a mistake. I've done that. But get a lot closer together, which opens up the trust level, which in turn opens up the communication. Very simple. Only 4 weeks, 20-minute meeting. After 4 weeks, stop doing weekly, convert it to a monthly lunch. Once a month, Doug and I go to lunch, 45 minutes, talk about anything but business. If he drifts into business, I've always got a reason to get him back into something he loves. I say, well, hey, Doug, how'd that putt come out on the 6th green the other day? See, I live on the 6th green of a Fazio Design Course south of Atlanta, and I see people play through. I see people putt out, but I can't watch them completely do that because I get nothing done. So I always notice that they're out there, but that's all I do. So I always have a reason to propel him back into something he loves. You can do the same thing with your people. It really pays off. It's huge. Absolutely.